God, come to my assistance.
O Lord, make haste to help me.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Let blessed hosts of seraphim praise him whom Jesus dearly loved, and let our chorus strive with theirs as we ring out our hymns of praise. He learned, then lovingly disclosed the source from which the word proceeds, and he who fills his mother's womb still in his father's bosom dwells. O happy John, with loving care the Master chose you to behold the clear and brilliant Tabor light, and in the garden agony caught up aloft to heights above, you gazed on secrets hid in heaven. You saw the mysteries of the Lamb and of the Church his perfect bride. O justly called the Virgin Son, the blessed heir to that high name, now lay our heads upon Christ's heart as Mary's children join to you. All glory be to Christ the Lord, whom we believe is Word made flesh, who with the Father ever reigns, with loving Spirit ever one. Amen. John the Apostle and Evangelist, a virgin chosen by the Lord, was loved by the Lord above the others. O God, you are my God, for you I long, for you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you, like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary, to see your strength and your glory. For your love is better than life, my lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life, in your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet, my mouth shall praise you with joy. On my bed I remember you, on you I muse through the night. For you have been my help, in the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you, your right hand holds me fast. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
John the Apostle and Evangelist, a virgin chosen by the Lord, was loved by the Lord above the others. To the Virgin John, Christ dying on the cross entrusted his virgin mother.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord. every shower, and do bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord. Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord. O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven. Praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever.
To the Virgin John, Christ dying on the cross, entrusted his Virgin Mother. The disciple whom Jesus loved cried out, "It is the Lord, Alleluia."
Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing, and make music with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations, and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor is for all his faithful. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
The disciple whom Jesus loved cried out, "It is the Lord, Alleluia." Peter and John answered, "Judge for yourselves whether it is right in God's sight for us to obey you rather than God. Surely we cannot help speaking of what we have heard and seen. You have made them rulers over all the earth. You have made them rulers over all the earth. They will always remember your name, O Lord, over all the earth. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. You have made them rulers over all the earth." The Word was made flesh and lived among us,
and we have seen his glory. Benedictus Dominus Deus Israel, quia visitavit et fecit redemptionem plebisue, et erexit cornus salutis nobis in domo David pueri sui. Sicut locutus est per os sanctorum, quia saeculo sunt prophetarum meius. Salutem ex inimicis nostris, et te manu omnium qui oderunt nos. Ad faciendam misericordiam cum patribus nostris, et memorari testamenti sui sancti. Ius urandum quod uravit ad Abraham patrem nostrum, daturum se nobis. Ut sine timore de manu inimicorum nostrorum liberati, serviamus illi. In sanctitate et justitia coram ipso, omnibus diebus nostris. Et tu puer profeta altissimi vocaberis, praebis enim ante faciem Domini parare vias eius. Addendam scientiam salutis plebi eius, in remissionem peccatorum meiorum. Per viscera misericordiae Dei nostri, in quibus visitavit nos oriens ex alto, illuminare eis qui in tenebris et in umbra mortis sedent, ad dirigendos pedes nostros in viam pacis. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Word was made flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory. My brothers and sisters, we build on the foundation of the apostles. Let us pray to our Almighty Father for his holy people and say, be mindful of your church, O Lord. Father, you wanted your Son to be seen first by the apostles after the resurrection from the dead. We ask you to make us his witnesses to the farthest corners of the world. You sent your Son to preach your good news to the poor. Help us to preach this gospel to every creature. You sent your Son to sow the seed of unending life. Grant that we who work at sowing the seed may share the joy of the harvest. You sent your Son to reconcile all men to you through his blood. Help us to work toward achieving this reconciliation.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who through the blessed Apostle John have unlocked for us the secrets of your word, grant, we pray, that we may grasp with proper understanding what he has so marvelously brought to our ears. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnim malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.